Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 478847 through 478943, warrants 8516 through 8521, three transfers or journal entries.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for December 2nd, 2024. Is there any questions?
No. Move to approve regular session minutes for December 2nd, 2024.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we'll start with our board appointments. I'd like to start with the commission, the Senior Citizens Board. We have two positions there that need to be reappointed, and we do have applications for both of those. These will be for a four-year term commencing January 1st and ending December 31st of 2028.
Both are willing to serve.
Correct. We have application on both of those, and both are willing to continue to serve.
Do you know what the expiration date is?
12/31/28. They currently expire 12/31/24, so the appointment period would be from 1/1/25 through 12/31/28.
Move to reappoint Mike Merrill and Glenda Hunt to the Senior Citizens Board from 1/1/2025 through 12/31/2028.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. The next board we'll move to will be the Park Board. We have one there that is needing reappointment, which is Mr. Stephen Lampone. He wishes to continue his service on that board. He came on and fulfilled a partial term.
It's a three-year term.
It is a three-year term, yeah, I'm sorry. It will start on 1-1 of 25 and go through 12-31 of 27.
I move to appoint Stephen Lampone to the Park Board for the term beginning 1/1/25. Ending 12/31/27.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next one we'll do is the Taney County 911 Advisory Board.
This is made up of specific individuals. And it mimics, I think you already know this, but it mimics, if we were to have a tax, it mimics how that tax board is required. So.
Correct. Yeah, so the three that we have up at this time is Taney County Sheriff Mr. Brad Daniels, Mr. Eric Schmidt from the City of Branson, Police Department, and Daryl Koontz from TCAD.
And we've got Koontz and Smith's apps here, but Daniels will need to continue to serve as sheriff, so.
Yep. Be a three-year term starting 1/1/25 through 12/31/27.
Any questions?
Nope.
I move to appoint Brad Daniels, Eric Smith, Daryl Koontz to the 911 Advisory Board beginning 1/1/2025 through 12/31/27.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the Planning and Zoning Board. There are two positions that we need, but we can go ahead and do one this morning. We have an application from Mr. Thomas Holman there.
Planning Board?
I'm sorry, Planning and Zoning.
Oh, okay. Board of Adjustments. Okay, Planning and Zoning. Okay.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Mine may be out of order. My apologies.
You're fine.
So the Planning and Zoning Board, we have Mr. Thomas Holman. Be a four-year term starting 1/1/25 through 12/31 of 28. We do have an application in here, and he wishes to continue to serve.
You say 28?
Yes, 12/31/28.
Move to reappoint Thomas Holman to the Planning and Zoning Board for the Oliver Township.
Correct.
Ending in 12/31/2028.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. And finally, we have our Board of Adjustments. We have two there that need to be reappointed, and both wish to continue to serve. We do have applications in here for both of those members. Those positions, once again, would be from 1/1/25 through 12/31/28.
They both want to reserve?
Correct, yes.
It's a four-year?
Four-year term, be through 12/31/28.
Move to reappoint Rick Persinger and David Hurd to the Board of Adjustment, effective until 12/31 of 2028.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. That will conclude our board appointments this morning. Our next order of business, we have our bid recommendation 202410-568 for public administrator's office bond. Presenting this morning, we have Ms. Jordan Marler from the commission office. Also, we have our public administrator, Ms. Joanna Jasper, here. Good morning.
Alrighty. In reference to RFB number 202410-568, we only received one bid, which is our current bidder, the Golden Rule Insurance Agency, but it used to be the Teeple Insurance Agency. The total bid amount was $14,400, and they were fully compliant with their bid.
Does anybody know what it was before?
I believe it was with Teeple, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Well, no, the amount.
No, we looked through that file that she has.
We couldn't find it anywhere.
Joanna, do you know?
It was either
14
or
16. Okay, so it's not gone?
Yeah, it's right in line with what it was before.
Okay.
Move to award bid number 202410-568 to Golden Rule Insurance Agency out of Versailles, Missouri.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Jordan. All right. Next, we'll move to our grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements for Amherst Road 76-64. With us this morning, we have our Assistant Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole.
Morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good.
This is to create a turnaround. Is that correct, Jack?
Yeah.
This would be great to get this done.
Yeah.
It's been a long time coming.
It's bad.
Any questions?
I have none.
No. Are we going to do all three or should we do them individually?
We can do all three. I don't have an issue with that. Or we can do individual. I don't have any issue with any myself.
No, there's no issue on them.
Okay. Then if you all would like to, we can do all three. You want me to name out each one of those or?
Just do the motion.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion at this time then.
Move to approve the grant of permanent perpetual easement of right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements for Amherst Road, Fall Creek Road, and Shamrock Road.
Second discussion. For the record, don't we need to enter who that agreement is with?
I think of the file numbers. I mean, I don't have an issue with that. We have 76-64, 76-40, and 76-310A.
I don't know that we ever have in the past, but we can.
Okay. I always thought that we entered who it was because sometimes it had a single person when they were married, and we had to be sure that they both signed and so forth.
I thought that was on filled-out agreements.
I don't have any...
You list the file numbers, did you, sir?
I did list the file numbers, 76-64 and 76-40 and 76-310A.
Second.
I do have the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next, we have our monthly budget report. With us this morning, we have Taney County Auditor, Mr. David Clark.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Very well.
Good.
I have your monthly budget report for the month of November. At the end of November, November 30th, 2024, the total funds of the county is $72,529,372. Within that is the general county fund or GCR fund, and it would, in those funds is $15,847,112. In the road and bridge cart fund is $3,159,362. In the Room Bridge Trust Fund, it's $15,796,917. Transfer station has $2,678,653. In the Law Enforcement Tax Fund is $10,207,400. In the Sewer Fund is $17,802,221. And then in the ARPA funds has, or the coronavirus local fiscal recovery funds is $2,772,196. And that would be the end of November funds.
Okay, would that have been before the payment come through on the floor and stuff, or is that through that total?
That's all the expenses.
That's everything that's come through?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. All right, we'll move to our next one, which is the University of Missouri Extension Update. With us this morning, we have Mr. Jake Heffley. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
So I brought a cheat sheet. And I didn't hear from anybody else on what was going on, so I'm just going to share some of the stuff I've been working on. I haven't been here in a while. So last month, we had a livestock and pasture lease webinar, which is sort of a change of how we traditionally do our farm lease workshop, which is one of our big programs. We split it between crops and livestock because people in this part of the country don't care to hear about crops or leases. So we try to make that more targeted and do it on a webinar to reach more, and it went pretty well, we think, for our first go at it. We also last month had our Southwest Region Ag Lender Seminar. It's where we bring ag lenders from the region in and talk about sort of outlook and updates for commodity prices, land values, and stuff that they're thinking about going into next year. Did that in Mount Vernon. I think we had 20-something there, so a pretty good turnout. November 25th, I don't know if you guys were aware, but our regional director, Sarah Havens, hosted a Southwest Region Extension Partner Roundtable. So